Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In his book, Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature, How Civilization Destroys Happiness, Jet Shoup reveals why humans innocently subjugate themselves to external systems of authority, and how that act repressed our innate wisdom, which previously had naturally guided us through feelings. The book reveals what must happen for us to regain our natural sense of purpose, belonging, and direction. Just as we cannot love by intent, we cannot restore our natural emotional connections to one another by intent. The good news is our innate wisdom will restore them for us if we allow it. Chet is an electronics engineer, suffered from severe attention deficit disorder for much of his life. When he was 43, his condition was finally diagnosed, and he began treatment with Ritalin. Suddenly, life made sense. As a result of that extraordinary experience, he began writing on brain dysfunction to provide a conceptual framework for medically treating the brain. Now, as a result of that effort, combined with his professional knowledge of system control theory, Jet's subject soon changed from brain dysfunction to cultural dysfunction. He realized that the brain cannot find lasting contentment, nor can it produce behavior that serves its species when functioning in a reality that emotionally it just doesn't comprehend. Jet Shoup, author of Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature, How Civilization Destroys Happiness, is our guest on This Week in America. Jet, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick, and I appreciate that introduction.
Well, this is going to be a fascinating conversation. What you've done and the subject you bring up is one certainly thought-provoking and a lot of questions, so I'm looking forward to our conversation. Let's first of all start with the basics. Why did you decide to write this book? What was your motivation, your inspiration in writing this?
Well, I guess that was somewhat covered in the introduction, in that I had suffered from attention deficit disorder, and I'd lived a life largely of surrealistic horrors until the condition was treated with Ritalin at the age of 43. And for the first time, my life made sense. And so I started writing on brain dysfunction to provide a conceptual framework for medically treating the brain. But I got to thinking about from a system control theory perspective. That's my profession, electronics engineer. I started thinking about what the brain's purpose was, how it would have to be organized to serve its purpose. And pretty quickly, my subject changed from brain dysfunction to cultural dysfunction. I realized that the emotional problems that I had had a lot more to do with the culture in which I was raised rather than any deficiency in my brain. And so what humans have done is we've created a world that we don't emotionally understand, and we're suffering. We have to intellectually engage in it to survive, but emotionally we're sort of left hanging. And that's why I think that explains most of the suffering that results in drug addiction, addiction, and
This is a fascinating topic. Our guest on the program is Chet Shoup. That's S-H-U-P-E. If you're Googling, the book is Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature, How Civilization Destroys Happiness. Chet's website is spiritualfreedompress.com. Book available at Amazon, Reader's Magnet, the usual places. We'll give you this throughout the conversation. It's available on our website. The title of the book, I mentioned, Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature. So what do you mean by the wisdom of human nature?
Well, what I mean by that is that all animate beings come into this world with an inborn wisdom. That wisdom is necessary to produce the feelings necessary to inspire the individuals so that they will behave in ways so that their species is self-sustaining. And that wisdom has been accumulating in each species since the first stirrings of life on Earth. And it enables countless species to live in sufficient harmony for life to flourish on this planet. And you see, the reason that the species can live in harmony isn't because animals are good. Like us, they love to do things that feel good. And evolution has programmed their feelings so that when they seek pleasure and avoid pain, they're automatically serving the life of their species without knowing it. And of course, the human problem is that there's a time in our history when we decide we want to control nature rather than live in harmony with it. And so we had to outlaw our emotions. And so we are the only species that's not living in harmony with nature. Not because we don't have the ability. It's because we're not free to.
It's just such an amazing topic that Chet goes into in great detail in the book, Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature. Chet, what message do you hope, and maybe series of messages do you hope the readers get from reading your book? You went through this, changed your life dramatically when you came to this realization. You're changing with us now. What are a couple of the key points you want us to take away after we read Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature?
Well, it's like you said, there's many points, but I'll talk about two. The first thing I like people to understand is kind of like what Jesus, when I speak of Jesus, I don't speak in religious terms. I speak of a man who understood what the deal was. What he said, you're not to blame. I don't care how much you have suffered. I don't care how much suffering you cause. To explain it, look to your cultural circumstances. Don't try to blame yourself. We're simply being put in a world that our brains did not evolve to function in, and how could we not suffer? I mean, if you're not suffering, you're not in touch with what's going on. And the other thing I want to get people to understand, that the human spirit is trustworthy. I mean, we wouldn't question the eagle spirit, or we wouldn't question the elephant spirit. We shouldn't be questioning ours either. But the reason we question it is because we're not acting like normal humans. We are subject to a monetary and legal systems for our very survival. So if we get greedy and emotionally disconnect from our siblings over inheritance rights and so on, I mean, that is circumstantial. That has nothing to do with what you are as a human being. I mean, if you live in a world in which you're personally responsible for your own being, which we all are, if we're subject to a monetary system, we're each personally responsible. Well, to not be greedy would make no sense.
Chet Shoup is our guest. I'm sorry, finish that thought because it's so important.
No, I said it. No, I think they...
Yeah, Chet's, if you're Googling the name, it's S-H-U-P-E, Chet Shoup. His website is spiritualfreedompress.com. You'll get information on what Chet is discussing today. You can order the book from the website as well. Also there, Chet, there's an essay you did on artificial intelligence, a curse or a blessing. In the view of people's concerns about artificial intelligence, how would it be a blessing? How would you put it in that category?
Well, maybe artificial intelligence will get in touch with our real purpose. Since the Industrial Revolution, we have thought of the thing that separates humans from the other species is intelligence. And we see our possibilities limited only by our imaginations. Well, we got kind of all kinds of possibilities here. We've created this highly technical world. But the question that we never answered, what is our purpose? And you see, when AI comes along and it can do everything our brain is now doing better and faster, that presents us with an existential question. Why are we here? Well, what I'm saying is the reason we're here is to behave in ways that sustain the life of our species. We're not here to go to Mars or go to the moon. I'm going to guarantee you, If we inhabit the far reaches of the universe, but we don't have intimacy in our relationships, there's going to be as many suicides out there as is going on here. You see, the human brain can do one thing that artificial intelligence can never do, and that is that it can sustain the life of our species, produce the feelings that inspire us to be true to life. See, AI can never do that because it has no instincts. Only the humans have instincts, and it's through the feelings that arise in those instincts that we take care of one another in life.
Chet Shoup is our guest, Shupe. The book is Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature, How Civilization Destroys Happiness. Book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, readersmagnet.com, all of the usual places, all of this on our website, and on Chet's website, which is spiritualfreedompress.com. You talk about the spiritual authority of sisterhoods and why women are more emotionally intelligent than men. I agree with that, but to explain that, how did you come up with that concept?
See, I say that we came from the natural world. And if you look, we are social primates. And if you go out in the natural world and look how most social primates function, not all of them, but most of them, including most social species, lions, elephants, whatever, you will find out that the sisterhood is a core of the family. Well, there's a reason for that. And that's because only sisterhoods, only females have offspring. And paternity is not known in the natural world among social primates. And so the women had all the responsibility for the children they bring in. Well, it's quite natural that they would bond and form sisterhoods to support each other in raising those children. And so we might go out and look at a troop of baboons or something and see the males going around making, but they're not running things. All they're trying to do is impress the females. If there was no sisterhood, there would be no family. So those males wouldn't even have a home. And because the offspring do come from the females, evolution commissioned women to be the caretakers of life, and it commissioned men to protect life from the lions, protect territorial claims and all those things. And it takes a lot more emotional intelligence to take care of life than it does to protect it. And that's why in women's eyes, we men never really grow up.
I'm just letting that sink in for everybody. That's such a valid point that's made by Chet Shoup, our guest on the program. You say that the real organisms is the life of the species. Talk about that. Not of the individual, the life of the species. What do you mean by that?
What I'm saying, the real organism is the life of the species, not the individual. And the reason I say that is because for me to exist, for any individual to exist, the species must exist. But on the other hand, for any individual not to exist, the species can still exist. So from evolution's point of view, it's not so much the survival of the individual, of the best adapted individual, it's the survival of the best adapted species. And so that's why humans are so excellent at cooperating in our natural state, is because our species' survival depends a lot on how much we take care of it, more on how we take care of each other than how we take care of ourselves. And that's why if we did have really brothers and sisters, I mean, people were trusting their lives to without any record keeping, we would discover by our instincts, our greatest pleasure would be putting their needs above our own. It is how we would express our love for them. And it's through love that we are connected to life. It's not through personal accomplishments.
Yeah, that's such a valid point that you make, and the book is full of it. It really is thought-provoking. Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature, How Civilization Destroys Happiness. Chet Shoup is the author and our guest on the program. You point out that before tribal, then civil authorities existed, people lived in the moment. Now we seem to live for the future. Why this change, and how does it affect our happiness? And does it affect our happiness?
Well, you see, for most of the 800 million years that life has walked upon the surface of this planet, there was no record keeping, there was no paperwork, there was only the wisdom of the animal spirit, the dinosaur spirit, the eagle spirit, whatever. It did all the record keeping
that's
necessary to take care of life. And what happened is the thing that caused first tribal and then with the written word civil cultures to happen is because our language evolved to the point that we could imagine our circumstances in the unknowable future. And that's frightening. There's nothing wrong with anyone for being scared of the unknowable future. That's once your language can imagine it, you're going to be scared. Well, so we had a problem that none of the other animals ever had, and that problem was caused by language. Suddenly, we were afraid of an unknown future that we had no way to resolve naturally by living in the moment. So we had to create monetary and legal systems in which each person can make personal claims on the future. Well, suddenly, once you sign on a dotted line, and then you have to be true to what all the writing above and below that dotted line says. You can never be true to the moment again. And so it's when we reference our lives in paperwork that we lose our spiritual freedom. And of course, once we do it, however, our very survival depends on living for the future.
Yes.
Our physical survival. And so we sort of end up trapped in that mode of functioning. We've never been able to get back. Well, I think there's cases in America where the Indians, the indigenous people, started little civilizations, but somehow they realized it didn't work before they got trapped by it. But by and large, the human race has been trapped by our unnatural dependency on being responsible for our own future. And we've never been able to get out of it. And whether we will or not, I don't know, but at least I'm offering a perspective in which we would have reason. We would know what's got to happen to get out of it. That doesn't make it easy.
Well, I want to follow up on that. And the book is Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature, How Civilization Destroys Happiness by Chet Shoup. A lot of talk about language. You say that our unique linguistic skills resulted in our mistake of trying to control the future through our own personal ends. We can't get rid of the language. So is recovery possible, do you think?
Well, see, we have to quit misusing language.
Okay.
You know, as long as you use language to share soul felt feelings or to discuss the location of necessities like water and food, or to decide on who's going to fix breakfast in the morning, language enhances our ability to survive. So, and that's why language evolved the way it did, is because it enhanced our ability to survive. But unfortunately, it got to the point where it presented with a question that our spirit has no answer for, and that's how you control the future. So we put up these abstract systems of accountability, referenced first in the authority of mortal kings, secondly in authority of kings in heaven, eternal king, and finally by the authority of money. Money is now our God. Not because we're bad or evil or anything, it's just what happened.
This book is so thought-provoking. Chet has others equally thought-provoking. You'll get information on those at his website, spiritualfreedompress.com. Book available through that website, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Jeff, the time has gone by so quickly on our program today. Any final thoughts as we wrap up the interview? Any words you want to leave us with as we wrap up this conversation on your book?
Well, I've got something here that I, sort of the first thing in my book, it's entitled What's Real and What Isn't. And I've been working on this for 40 years. So I sort of think of this as something that took me 40 years to write. Actually, it didn't take that long to actually write it. But it took me 40 years to reach a perspective on things that enabled me to write it. So it's 80 words. And so I figure I wrote this at the rate of 2 words a year. What's real and what isn't? What's real for social beings is largely how we feel in our relationships with the people around us. If we are connected to them because we need each other to survive, then love is real. If not, loneliness is real. What's not real? Beliefs, legal systems, money, and ideologies are not real, because they require us to deny how we feel in the moment in order to realize the futures they promise. Promised futures are lonely. Being forced to sell our souls to get there, we will not find love awaiting us upon our arrival. Thank you, Rick, for I've enjoyed our discussion, and thanks much for having me.
Well, it is our pleasure, and I've enjoyed the opportunity to talk with you. And again, the book is just filled with thought-provoking concepts, ideas, basically 40 years that Chet formulated this process after going through a very rough period early on in his life. The book is Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature, How Civilization Destroys Happiness. I mentioned Reader's Magnet just a few seconds here at the end. You're working with them on getting the book out there, getting it promoted, and getting people to understand your concept and make life better for them, like this has made life better for you. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Well, when there are, I think, 4,000 self-published books a year, a month, and so getting a book into the market is not easy. And all I can say with Reader's Magnet is that they're really trying and they really care and they have a lot of irons in the fire. And I really appreciate him and have developed close relationships with the people because of that.
Well, they're doing an excellent job in getting the word out there on Chet's new book, Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature, How Civilization Destroys Happiness. Chet Shoup, that's S-H-U-P-E. Book available at all the usual places. Chet's website, more information there on Chet, his other books, as well as this book, is spiritualfreedompress.com. And all of this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Chet, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to talk about. You really can't cover in a short period of time. So grab a copy of the book, Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature, and find out for yourself. Chet, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.